Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, things remain on the slow side on Broadway. Last week's numbers were released. Average ticket price, unless we're talking about the usual top five, is about $100. Though, as I always say, go to a TIX booth or go to the theater the day of, and there is almost always something surprisingly available. Now, as for those numbers, the top five by last week's grosses, The Music Man, as usual, almost $3 million. Hamilton, $2.2 million. Lion King, about the same. Into the Woods, that's the Encore's revival. That's just up for a limited period. Almost $2 million. And Wicked, still there, almost $2 million. The bottom five were The Kite Runner, POTUS, Chicago, Mr. Saturday Night, and Come From Away. Of those productions, POTUS is closing soon. Not a very successful run, you have to say. Come From Away has nothing to be embarrassed about. It's been up for years and is on the road and was made into a movie. Mr. Saturday Night paid the price for having only one star and its creator that people would pay to see. Even Music Man has two. Big names. Well, the show to worry about, I would say, is Kite Runner. Middling reviews. It proves that a great book does not necessarily adapt to stage. And dramas in general have trouble finding audiences. So, speaking of trouble, with a capital T, there is some brewing on Broadway behind the scenes. A union representing many who worked on the recently closed musical Paradise Square is seeking to enforce an arbitration award that was agreed upon in May, apparently. The Stage Directors and Choreographers Society asked the Federal District Court in Manhattan to compel payment of nearly $150,000 that is owed to the union and the show's director and its choreographer and a few others who worked on the production. Inside baseball here, yes, but Paradise Square was the first production in years to come from controversial producer Garth Derbinski. So knives may have been already out. And speaking of legal actions, Netflix has sued the team behind the unofficial Bridgerton musical, claiming that the lyricist-composer duo infringed on the TV show's intellectual property. The team staged a for-profit, sold-out recent show at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., without Netflix's permission. Well, the lawsuit also, which was filed last week, also promoted, said that the producers also promoted merchandise about Bridgerton and has future plans for the show. Now, Bridgerton, of course, was one of the most successful series of the last few years from the mega producer Shonda Rhimes. So we'll see how that one plays out. Other news, in your neck of the woods, the Barrington Stage Company announced that Alan Paul will be the company's new artistic director. He is currently the associate artistic director of the Shakespeare Theater Company in Washington, D.C. We keep mentioning that. And he will succeed Julianne Boyd, who is retiring at the end of the 2022 season. She's led the company for 27 years and by all accounts has done a remarkable job. By the way, in case you were wondering, Alan Paul is a white male. So they can still get some jobs. I mentioned the Kennedy Center in D.C. before. Well, that might be the place to be in the next few months. The Prophet is apparently a beautiful piece about Frederick Douglass. It's just open and is up through this month, if I can get there, and I think I will. I'm going to see it. There's also a short-run encore-style production of Guys and Dolls set to perform in October. That cast includes Philippa Sue and Stephen Pasquale, who are married, by the way, and Jesse Mueller. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed that that may be working its way to New York. All this to say that the stages are pretty much alive and moving forward around the country. As you may know, I'm finishing up my visit to Los Angeles, where I've seen four productions, all very worthwhile. And I'm headed this week to Ojai for the Popular Playwrights Festival. That's now in its 25th year. I'll report on that here next week. But that's where many writers, those who are accepted after a grueling submission process, get to see their works performed with fine actors. I personally cannot wait. Meanwhile, I am still reading Directed by James Burrows. That's the memoir of arguably the most successful TV comedy director in history. We're talking Cheers, Taxi, Friends, Will and Grace, and more. But he started on stage and discusses how that shaped his career and the differences between the mediums. For example, he writes, "I believe this is all due to my training from the stage. In theater, you have people walking across one another, and that kinetic movement keeps the audience engaged. In TV, cutting from one actor to another serves the same purpose." Speaking of directing, I listened to a podcast called The Joy of Leadership, in which Felicia Rashad was the guest. Now, she, of course, was a TV star for years and then moved to the stage. She won a Tony this very season, by the way. And now she does a lot of directing herself. Her own advice: have people around you who may know things you may not know. But most important is working with people who buy into your vision, though I leave room for their ideas that I may not have considered. Probably good advice for any profession. Finally, back to reading for a moment. Another new autobiography, this one by Mary Rodgers. She's the daughter of Rodgers and Hammerstein, is next on my list. The review in the New York Times claims, "I've never read one more entertaining and more revealing. Her voice careens between intimate, sardonic, confessional, comic. The book is pure pleasure, except when it's jaw-droppingly shocking." Well, if that's not a good tease, I don't know what is.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.